Eleazar Posada took his oath of office on Tuesday night, becoming the latest member of the Carrboro Town Council after winning a special election in May. Alamance County's State Representative Ricky Hurtado, one of the only Latino representatives in the state legislature, helped swear in Posada as he assumed the seat left vacant by Mayor Damon Siles last fall. After taking his seat at the dais, Posada shared some comments in both Spanish and English.
I want to take, before we get into this heavy agenda, take a moment to honor my ancestors, everyone who I'm standing on the shoulders of. I look forward to this new stage. Thank you all for the trust that you've put in me, and I'll work every day to live up to your expectations, but above all, the expectations of my community.
Each sitting town council member expressed their excitement to call Posada a colleague on the elected body, including Mayor Siles himself, who pointed out their families at one point lived in the same part of Texas.
I really appreciate that link, and my dad is thrilled for you as well, I will just say that. I also just note that for everyone that this is Pride Month. It is a happy coincidence for me that you are filling a vacancy that I left and have, by doing so, put Carrboro back into the lead as the town or city in North Carolina with the most ever LGBTQ elected officials.
A few minutes later, however, the mood of the meeting shifted from celebratory to tense. During the public comment period, a Carrboro community member used their time to criticize comments made by Councilmember Sammy Slade during the May 24th meeting. At the time, Slade shared thoughts about wishing to limit big spending in politics and holding elected officials accountable. He eventually compared spending by gun advocacy groups to the spending in the congressional District 4 primary race in Orange County, a race which State Senator Valerie Fouché won by double-digit percentage points, while also having the most outside campaign contributions. Councilmember Barbara Fouché, who is extended family with the Democratic nominee for Congress, criticized Slade's comments on May 24th.
How dare you come in here on your soapbox and try to bring this black woman down? How dare you?
Tuesday night, Slade began to respond to the public commenter, but a spat broke out again.
I'm sorry if some people don't see the effect of that degree and that amount of record-breaking amounts.
Don't talk about what people understand and what they don't understand, Sammy.
I'm explaining myself.
You're such a hater.
All right.
It took an 11-minute recess for the council to come back to order and to tackle its full agenda. Council members approved a special use permit for the Arts Center to renovate 400 Robertson Street for its new location. They also approved a funding request from the Interfaith Council for their work at 110 West Main Street and throughout the community. Additionally, the local government saw a years-long project be approved unanimously, the Carrboro Connects Comprehensive Plan. The measure, which lays out a framework for town decision-making across the next 20 years, formally confirmed several priorities and strategies will be put into place starting later this year. The approved plan has chapters like race and equity, land use, transportation and mobility, and climate action. Creators of the comprehensive plan said not only is it unique in that it will be shared in both English and Spanish for community members, but it features a framework for early implementation of the goals across the next 5 years. Town Council member Danny Nowell said he wanted to credit the town staff and community partners for their intensive work on the comprehensive plan. While Nowell said he hopes Carrboro can progress even further beyond the priorities set out, the plan provides a clear direction.
I really feel strongly that this plan establishes a very high floor for our possible development as a town, but also, as we have carved out better versions of it, has raised the ceiling significantly for where we might go.
More about the Carrboro Connects comprehensive plan, as well as photos from Tuesday's council meeting, can be found on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.